Joining us from San Diego, CSN Bay Area's Alex Pavlovich. Alex, I know your Twitter feed was jumping last night. You did get to talk to Bruce Bochy after the game, and the big question today is, this team has played 92 games. They've got 18 blown saves, and they still have the best record in baseball. Can you make any sense out of this?
Yeah, I think what we saw right before that blown save helps you understand kind of where they're at. Buster Posey got a big hit. They had a habit of doing that. I mean, Mac Williamson, Romero Pena. So those guys that have kind of been part of I mean, that production you've seen in late innings has kind of been part of them winning a lot of these one-run games. And there's still something like, I think 21-11 in one-run games or something like that. So it has, for the most part, worked out. They've won a lot of those games that they've blown. And people have to remember, blown saves, a lot of them have come in the seventh and the eighth inning. And that's been a situation where a lot of times they've come back and actually won the game.
Yeah, you know, it's 20-11 for the one-run games, but you're very close on that one. But five blown saves for Casilla, and I guess the most unlikely, a balk. But we saw it coming anyway. If it wasn't a balk, something else would have happened. But of 18 blown saves, he's got five. So someone else has gotten involved with 13 others. And I think that's the issue, is the whole bullpen as a whole. One week, it's one guy going well. The next week, it's not. It's the other guy. And then it goes back and forth. And unfortunately, Casilla is the last guy standing. And he is the one that stands out more than anybody. So how does Bochy approach this? Is it just business as usual and try to set up and give him the ball again?
I think, you know, we're back where we were maybe a month ago, where we're teetering on the edge a little bit of a change there. It didn't sound last night like he's ready to make a change. And as you pointed out, Casilla has been pretty good the last few weeks. I think he had 9 saves in a row. And, and for the most part, has looked like the guy you would expect. So they felt pretty good with Romo in the eighth there and Casilla. They thought they could get the rest of it sorted out. Now all of a sudden you have that issue in the ninth again, and Romo certainly is an option that they didn't have last time Casilla struggled. So I think, again, you have that discussion, but I think if there's a situation today where they have a one-run lead, it'll be the same thing we saw yesterday.
Boy, interesting. Well, it'll make for a lively postgame show, I'll tell you that. Alex Pavlovich with us, CSN Bay Area. One last thought on this whole thing with Casilla and going, thinking of the tweets last night, honestly, which for me were close to 200 to 300. You probably had many more following you all game long. But is Romo a viable option to bring him in? I know he's only had a few appearances back. He looked great last night, and he has closed before. Is that a viable option?
In terms of stuff, I thought last night that's as good as Romo gets. And you saw, you know, especially the slider he threw to Will Myers. That was – Will Myers right now is probably one of the 10 hottest hitters in baseball. And what he did to him was vintage Romo. And then to go and – we've seen him get left-handers, too, since he came back. So I think in terms of stuff he's there, in terms of mentality, you know, that's never going to be an issue with Sergio. He can handle the ninth inning. He's done it in a World Series game. He's closed out a World Series. So I don't think that's the issue. The one thing we don't know, and the thing I don't know if we will know, is how much concern there is with him holding up and the ability to be the closer 2 or 3 days in a row, because that is something. I mean, if you make that change and, you know, you go on the road to Yankee Stadium next week and all three games are one-run games, do you expect your closer to be in all three of those games? And we don't know. It took a long time for him to get back here. They had him on that rehab assignment. You know, 6 or 7 appearances down there for AAA, and it was much longer than we thought. So we don't know exactly how they feel about that elbow and the ability to hold up and the ability to go back-to-back or go 3 nights in a row. Or, you know, sometimes a closer comes in the eighth and has to get 4 or 5 outs. So I think that's maybe what's holding us back a little bit.
Yeah, I think what's going to happen here, my guess is over the next couple of weeks while they evaluate this and figure out what to do, and I think they know they have to do something. Law's going to get some shots. Strickland's going to get a chance, and Romo, and they're going to see if they can stand up to it in the leverage situations and then kind of figure it out from there. Alex, the game did have other parts to it last night, and one part I did want to bring up is Jeff Samardzija, and you pointed out more home runs again for him, 5 innings from him. Concern about him, and this is a little continuation of June.
Yeah, I think there has to be. I mean, it kind of got lost last night because he did finish off on a bit of a high note, and ultimately he was not the story of what happened down the stretch. And I think maybe all that ended up, we didn't talk to Jeff for that long because we were trying to talk to Casilla. But I do think there has to be concern because this isn't you know, this is no longer three or four starts where he's giving up these home runs and really just the hard contact. I mean, it's not just the home runs, the ball that I don't even remember, you know, Ryan Schimpf or whoever that guy was, the second baseman. The ball he hit off the wall, that was smoked, and that ended up going for a triple. So that could have been a two-run homer anywhere else, probably except for Petco and AT&T Park. That's a pretty easy two-run shot. So it is a situation where there's a lot of hard contact. It's been about, you know, eight or nine starts now where that's been the case, and he hasn't been able to solve it. And this is kind of closer to who he's been last year and the issues he had last year. So I think that has to be concerning a little bit. You know, he's still a guy who's going to give you innings. He's still a guy who on most staffs is a solid number three or number four, but he's not the guy that they saw the first 2 months. And I don't know that we've seen anything recently of him showing that he can get back to being that guy. They think he will, and he remains confident, but we haven't seen a lot of great signs the last few starts.
Yeah, some tough games coming up. That's part of what the second half is all about, and they've got to be firing in all cylinders. And coming out of the break, there are a couple of things wrong. You were all over Nacho Gate on Friday night. You actually went down to look at the nachos still in the stands. What was your what was your conclusion?
I did. I can text you a photo if you want. I actually went down and found the nachos. I mean, our post game show was filmed right there, so it was easy. But it didn't matter. But going over there and looking at that area, I don't think he caught that ball. I just have a hard time picturing. It wasn't a huge mess there. I have a hard time picturing that ball staying in his glove the entire time and the way it worked. I am a bit of a nacho expert, and I have a hard time seeing that happen. But look, they lost 4-1, and there were other issues that night.
Yeah, the word is you never pass up free nachos. Apparently, that's the scouting report on you. Hunter Pence, there's downplaying him coming out of the game last night. What's your take on that?
It sounds like he's okay. I think a little bit of discomfort when he was trying to get out of the way. He got hit by a pitch and was trying to get out of the way of that, and it sounded like that might have aggravated actually the other leg. He got hit on the left leg, but, the hamstring is the other one. There's another thing at play here. One thing I've heard, Bruce Bochy didn't say this last night, but just from people around the team, that there may have been some scar tissue there that may have broken. So that's not a huge issue. We've seen that from guys in the past. But they seemed pretty optimistic talking to people last night and talking to Bruce Bochy after the game that he would be out there, and he might even play today. So, I think people probably have their different opinions on this. I'm not a trainer. I'm not a doctor. I, given what's happened, I would err on the side of caution and make sure that this guy, maybe takes a couple of days off and aim more for that homestand. And sometime during that homestand, they have the Reds coming into town, so they don't necessarily need a Hunter Pence for that series. But I think he's a guy who wants to be out there, and they certainly would like to have his bat in the lineup.
Well, it's off to Boston for you. Matt Cain going to be on the hill in Boston, or does he get another rehab?
Sounds like he's going to be on the hill. Wednesday is. You got to throw out anybody on Twitter, anybody listening. You got to throw out what he did the other night in Lancaster. Right? Look, I have supported Adrianza over the years, but he is not a power hitter, and he hit two home runs that night. So it kind of shows you what Lancaster is. And the environment that Cain was pitching in. And it is always tough for these guys. He's a big name. He's a guy who's pitched in the postseason that was one of the best pitchers in baseball for a while. And these day hitters, these 19, 20-year-olds, they go up there and they're hacking at the first pitch. So you can't set anybody up. You can't, try to get ahead with a fastball because they're swinging at it. So they don't worry about the numbers. They worry about the fact that he got his pitch count up to about 93 and should be ready to go.
All right. You are the president of the A-Ray Adrianza fan club, and you must have been excited for his two home runs.
It was a big night for us.
Yes, it was. On the island, you have your own restaurant on the island because you're the only one on it, but it's all right.
The island's actually in Lancaster is what we figured out.
Okay. All right. Hey, great to have you on as always. Any podcasts to talk about this week? Anything you want to promote?
Yeah, I'm taping a couple. I haven't gotten them up yet, so I don't want to spoil it, but if people want to subscribe, those should be up hopefully this week, and we'll have some after that. The Road is a good place to take podcasts.
Terrific. All right, Alex, thanks for taking the time and sort of letting everyone know what to expect today, and the world didn't come to an end last night, so more baseball today, Alex. Thanks, and have a good day.
All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, that is Alex Pavlovich, CSN Bay Area. All right, that is our opening salvo here of getting ready for baseball today.